be taken down here. Dunnigan very close to coming back to possibly get this thing a little bit closer. Tough position. Brickell rolling through, almost on it for the shoulders, and now he comes around, and he'll lead it by a score of 8-3. 15 seconds remaining in the second period. 8-3. Blake Brickell, River Valley. Dunnigan in the down position, and Brickell remaining aggressive, grabs the near wrist, down to 3 seconds, and that'll do it for two periods of wrestling at 175. Anything else going on, Hank?
Nothing much here, buddy. We got the Viroqua wrestler down by two here in the middle of 144. That is Clum.
All right. We'll continue to watch that progress.
138, we have a Wisconsin Dells versus Mawson wrestler down there in the 138-pound division, which I've lost my sheet, Phil. So.
Did you? Oh, man.
Somewhere.
So it's 8-3, start of the third period. Brickell shooting for takedown. Dunnigan holding him off. And now the strength of both wrestlers, they will both go out of bounds. Head back to the center of the mat. 8-3, Brickell of River Valley, trying to join the winner's circle and stay in the winner's bracket here at the Richland Center Wrestling Regional. Shooting in and grabbing the leg now is Dunnigan. He is going to be close to getting a takedown here, trying to make a comeback against Blake Brickell of River Valley. Brickell ready to get that free, and he holds him at bay at the near side. Now at the same time, stands up, grabs a knee, and now grabs and locks in a cradle, and Brickell is going to be close to possibly getting some points awarded, and he will get two. That makes it 10-3. Back to the front side is Dunnigan with a minute remaining here in the match at 175 pounds. Dunnigan in the down position, Brickell in the up position, riding for the final 50 seconds of the match. Blake Brickell leading by 7 points here for River Valley. Near side, Brickell grabs the wrist. Standing up is Dunnigan. That's his best hope. He gets a 1-point escape. It's 10-4, and the boys will shoot takedowns. Dunnigan trying a throw, and now they're out of bounds on the near side. Dunnigan slips off. They're back to the center of the mat. Aaron Dunnigan from GTM. Shooting in is Brickell, grabs the near leg, lifts the leg of his opponent. Now 22 seconds remaining, no points. Brickell still getting in, trying to get the double leg going. And whistle will stop it. Stalemate. 13 seconds remaining here at 175 pounds. They'll shoot takedowns again, and the whistle starts and down to 10 seconds. Shooting in as Brickell gets a double leg, and he is trying to pop that head out to score more near the end of the match. And no more points. That'll do it. Good match for Blake Brickell of River Valley. 10-4, the final. He's moving on here at the Richland Center Regional.
Puts him in the semifinals.
Absolutely. We'll take time out for our news update next. For Henry Bray, I'm Phil Nee. This is Tournament Wrestling Saturday from WRCO at WRCO.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaling a new escalation in the war against Hamas in Gaza, ordering civilians to evacuate the southern city of Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians were told to flee for safety. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric.
The Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs say the unprecedented density of Rafah's population make it nearly impossible to protect civilians.
President Biden on the defensive after a special counsel report on his handling of classified documents raised concerns about his age and mental capacity. ABC's Selena Wang.
Sources tell us that the president is fuming over the special counsel's report, and the White House is now in damage control mode. They know that the president is legally cleared, but any political damage could last longer.
A Russian-Ukrainian prisoner swap. 100 prisoners of the war from each side exchanged in a deal brokered by the United Arab Emirates. This is ABC News. The standoff against Prince Harry and Piers Morgan continues after a UK judge awarded Harry a substantial settlement Friday in a lawsuit against a publication formerly headed by Morgan further fueling the public fire between the two. ABC's Innes de la Cotera is outside Buckingham Palace with more.
The prince using his win to take a swipe at the paper's former editor, Piers Morgan, issuing a statement saying Morgan knew perfectly well what was going on and should be investigated. The pair have dueled in the past. When the judge ruled in Harry's favor last December, Morgan responded, saying Prince Harry wouldn't know truth if it slapped him in his California tanned face, and he claimed he and his wife were trying to destroy the British monarchy.
Today kicks off the 15-day festival celebrating the Lunar New Year. Here's the way it sounded in Beijing. Many Asian cultures use this as a time for feasting and to honor household and heavenly deities as well as ancestors. 2024, the Year of the Dragon. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
It's currently a sunny 37 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our afternoon forecast calls for mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, but mild and still a bit breezy, highs reaching around 39 degrees. Staying clear to partly cloudy for tonight, lows dropping to around 23. On Sunday, expect partly sunny, but still above normal with highs reaching around 41. Clear to partly cloudy Sunday night, lows dropping to around 23 degrees. And for Monday, some sunshine in the morning, then turning partly cloudy by the afternoon. A little warmer still, with highs reaching around 44 degrees. Again in Richland Center, after a morning's low of 29 degrees, we're currently at a sunny 36.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Deluxe Box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra Egg Noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedarcrest Ice Cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain Early Risers Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's Party Pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson Gourmet Onion Rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with a sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. Jean Burkett knew all along that Schmidt Woodland Hills would be her eventual home.
I just thought, why don't I move while I'm hale and hearty and can make the decision and enjoy life at Schmidt?
It's been a great transition for Jean.
The thing I love about Schmidt is we can be as involved in the dining room or with the activities, or you can shut your door and be as private as you want to and read your book. So it's been a fine experience for me.
If you're wrestling with the decision, Jean understands.
It is hard to leave your home, and you're leaving your memories of your children growing up, but those are still in my head. I'm very happy that a lovely family is in that house now, and I'm where I am. I'm safe, and I'm comfortable, and I'm happy.
Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. It's more than living. It's living well. Call 647-8931.
Today is Saturday, February 10th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has complied with court orders and voted to tell the more than 1,800 local clerks who run elections in the battleground state that they can accept absentee ballots that are missing parts of a witness's address. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the commission voted 5-1 on Thursday to adopt the new guidance for absentee ballot envelopes with a missing address. The Republican-controlled legislature and the conservative group Priorities USA have appealed a pair of court rulings affecting absentee ballots, which could result in even more changes in election rules prior to the November presidential election. Each of the last two presidential elections in Wisconsin was decided by fewer than 23,000 votes. Throughout our lifetime, many of us are bound to change jobs or a career because of something more desirable and lucrative is offered. Even employment seekers looking for their first job or those who are unemployed would be enticed by a job that sounds too good to be true. While legitimate employers actually offer what they advertise, there are scammers who sugarcoat job opportunities that more than likely don't exist. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
They come in many forms right now, these job scams, and they can look like phishing emails offering easy work for high pay, pyramid schemes to enrich a few fraudsters at the expense of many recruits, and pitches for investment opportunities, remote employment, training webinars, and there's even elaborate schemes involving fake applications, interviews, and paperwork designed to steal your personal information or convince you to spend money on fake office supplies.
If a job offer advertised or emailed to you looks enticing, there are things to look for to make sure it is real.
If you're out there seeking a new opportunity, know how to spot a job scam. Know that scam recruiters will email you from a personal email, such as a Gmail or Yahoo account, not a company account. So pay attention to where the email is coming from. Scam recruiters push you for money. They might send you a fake invoice for equipment, like a computer or training, and then may even promise to reimburse you. And some scam recruiters ask for your personal information up front before giving you any details about the job. You want to keep that confidential. Once you have the job, that's when you fill out the tax form with the company, not with the recruiter that's out there helping you find employment.
If you are asked for personal information needed before being hired, Reinen advises to make sure it is done at the actual place of employment.
Usually that first day of employment where you have to show your ID and your Social Security card. But you don't need to do it during the application process. You don't need to provide that information in advance of receiving that information. I mean, there's rare cases if you need to have a background check as part of employment where you might be the selected candidate, but they need to verify. But you will be truly engaged directly with the HR department of the company, not a scammer or some recruiter that's out there.
If offered a business opportunity, DACAP lists these warning signs that the opportunity is a scam. Scammers will claim they recently escaped from their boring, unfulfilling job and that they want to help you with their proven method of success. Scammers will say you can earn huge amounts of money, even with no training or experience and with minimal working hours. Scammers will offer classes, webinars, guidebooks, and other training material for a price. They may claim an exclusive offer is ending soon to instill a sense of urgency in consumers. Just like with a job offer, be sure to research the business opportunity to make sure the source you are receiving the offer from is legitimate. Remember, if it is too good to be true, it more than likely is a scam. If you have been scammed or suspect a scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Stay tuned. WRCO News Time is 12:14.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Today's news continues. The 38th annual Bald Eagle Watching Days is being held today in Sauk Prairie. Bald eagle lovers can watch eagles soar above the Wisconsin River from an overlook located in Prairie du Sac. Volunteers will be available at the overlook to help visitors spot eagles and to answer questions until 4 o'clock this evening. Visitors can enjoy live raptor shows at the River Arts Center of the Sauk Prairie High School, featuring educational birds and trainers from the Audubon Nature Center in Milwaukee. A screening of a recently recorded rehabilitated bald eagle release with live expert question and answer session and more family-friendly activities. All Bald Eagle Watching Day events are free and open to the public. Black history and politics in America, both in a historical and a contemporary context, will be the subject of a talk by Dr. Frank C. King, Associate Professor and Program Coordinator of Ethnic Studies at UW-Platteville, on Monday, February 12th at 2 o'clock at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County in Room A-104 and the Umhofer Building. The talk is free and open to the public. In addition to discussing current perspectives on Black history and how its study is critical to engaging successfully with an increasingly diverse world, King plans to offer stories of underappreciated figures and moments in Black history that can often go unconsidered in current discussions. We're currently at a sunny 37 degrees in Richland Center. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools, and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Saturday, February 10th. Don M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died February 1st at her home. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 until 3 o'clock at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Barn Grill in Reedsburg. Survivors of Dawn Stevenson include her husband, Michael, two daughters, Desiree Wallen of Prairie du Chien and Kasara Stevenson of Eastman, along with 10 grandchildren, her siblings, Charles and Tammy Goff, Mark and Terry Goff, James Goff, John Malecki, Christy LaFraya and George Renz, and Darcy and Terry Hicks, along with special friends Mark and Deb Fortner. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 until 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Jerry Harper, survived by two children, Heather Miller of Richland Center and Jay Rock of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Six grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, three sisters, Marcia Mormon of La Crescent, Minnesota, Mary and Ed Phillips of Mequon, and Christy Mormon of La Crescent, Minnesota. One brother, Robert and Penny Mormon of Hoka, Minnesota, and numerous nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson, died February 3rd at the Alden Estates in Jefferson. Friends may call on Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center on Monday from 11 until 1. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope Conkle is survived by her siblings, Wayne Pope of Georgia and Barbara Harrison of Virginia. Sisters-in-law, Sherry Green and Gary Conkle, both of Jefferson, along with many nieces, nephews, other relatives, friends, and caregivers. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson. John Roland Fry, 56, of Menasha and formerly of Lime Ridge, died Wednesday at Bethel Assisted Living. A celebration of life will be held by the family at a later date. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with their arrangements. John Fry, survived by his sister, Shirley and Rick Holler of Richland Center, two brothers, Walter and Tammy Fry of Casanova, and Andrew Fry of Toma. Special niece and great niece, Amanda and Anna Zina of Chilton, along with special nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. John Roland Fry, 56, of Menasha and formerly of Lime Ridge. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green, died on February 3rd. A funeral mass will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green on Monday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Finer survived by 6 children, John and Marla Finer, Victoria and Kenneth Horn, Doug Finer and Jane Schwartz, Judy Finer, Georgia Reynolds, and Mary Jo Abel, along with 11 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. They also thank all their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, Mike and Sheila Bradford. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy for the rest of today. A bit on the breezy side, however, with northwest winds at 10 to 18 miles per hour. High temperatures topping out at 39 degrees this afternoon. We'll be clear to partly cloudy through this evening and into tonight. Temperatures falling down to a low near 23 as winds will be calming down out of the northwest to 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then a few more clouds in the forecast for Sunday, partly sunny skies, but temperatures still above normal, highs reaching to near 41. Winds will be turning to the west at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Another clear to partly cloudy night will take over for Sunday night. Lows will fall back to near 23 once again. Winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll bring in some warmer temperatures going into Monday. Highs will reach to near 44. We'll have sunshine through the morning, but turning partly cloudy by the afternoon. West to northwest winds at 7 to 13 miles per hour. Monday night lows fall down to near 23 under partly cloudy skies, and as we go into our Tuesday, look for partly cloudy skies once again, highs near 41 degrees, as we'll see increasing clouds going into Tuesday night, a few flurries possible overnight and into Wednesday morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy and warm again for our Wednesday, highs reach to near 44 by the afternoon. We'll stay on the mild side going into Wednesday night with partly cloudy skies. Lows fall down to near 25. And then as we go into Thursday, it will be a bit cooler. Highs only reaching to near 37 under partly sunny skies as we do turn mostly cloudy going into our Thursday night with a good chance for snow coming in Thursday night and into Friday. Lows Thursday night fall down to near 19 degrees and we stay cloudy with the snow likely into Friday, especially during the morning. Temperatures also on the cooler side for Friday. Highs only reach to near 34. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
We're currently at a sunny 38 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed between 7 and 10 miles per hour out of the west-southwest. Barometer reading of 30.01 and no precipitation to report so far today. Yesterday's high reached 42 degrees and our morning's low from this morning, 29 degrees. We had a record high in 1999 of 60 degrees, record low in 1895 of 22 degrees below zero. Last year's high reached 35 with a low of 21. The sun will set today at 5:25 and rise tomorrow at 7:06. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a sunny 38 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Rockwell Automation, a community partner in Richland Center for over 50 years. We are your neighbors, firefighters, and EMS. We are coaches, board members, volunteers, and much, much more. At Rockwell, we make life better by creating product that supports clean water and renewable energy, food production, computer chips, and countless other industries. We are looking for difference makers and are hiring both entry-level and experienced assemblers to join our team on second shift. Rockwell employees annually start with 3 weeks of vacation, 1 week of paid sick and personal time, and 14 paid holidays. That's 6 weeks of paid time off to enjoy hunting, fishing, traveling, or however you like to enjoy your time. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Welcome to WRCO Radio sports coverage of high school tournament wrestling. The tradition continues. We are proud to bring the excitement of tournament wrestling home to you on WRCO FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Welcome back to Mineral Point as the semifinals have begun in both the championship and consolation brackets. Along with David Werman, I am Bill Twining. Updated team scores. At the end of the quarterfinal round, Fenimore is in first place with 148 points. Iowa Grand Highland in second, 118.5. Riverdale third at 110.5. And Mineral Point 97 and Ithaca Weston 70, the top five. Action has begun at 106 pounds, and we have some finals to share with you. First of all, in the consolation bracket, David Werman, how did things go for the wrestlers from our area?
Well, in the consolation side, Tarek Thompson of Ithaca West, and he was defeated by William Prattville by a score of 15-6. Prattville of Lancaster. Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point, he was the winner over Aiden Silvers of Iowa Grand Highland by a pin in 146. And now we have a final of our other 166-pound semifinal. Sees a 7-5 win for Jaron Grinsland of North Crawford and Seneca. He defeated Jaron Glassbrenner of Fenimore, the freshman.
So in the finals, Grimsley will meet Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, who won by technical fall over sophomore Terry Sage of Riverdale. So Grunenfelder and Grimsley for the regional championship later on, wrestling for third place are Jaron Glassbrenner of Fenimore and Terry Sage of Riverdale. The winners of the semifinal matches are guaranteed berths in the sectional next weekend. The losers need to win one more.
Correct.
So
yep.
Terry Sage needs to go back with a victory for the Riverdale Chieftains. Meanwhile, the tournament has come to a close for both Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston and for Aiden Silvers of Iowa Grand Highland, a pair of freshmen in the 106-pound weight class. Quickly at 113, we'll tell you that in the semifinals, Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland takes on Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany. That's a 6-2 lead right now. If I'm reading the leg bands correctly, that's Connor in the lead, is it not, David?
It is, yep.
And Valley's the top seed. Interesting. Second period action there. The bottom bracket, Elliot Kite of Mineral Point is taking on Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle. That's a 4-1 lead right now. And it's definitely a 4-1 lead, but it belongs to Orloff of Peck Argyle. I had to sort out the leg band. Wrestling in the consolation bracket, Jordan Baumkamp of the Riverdale Chieftains is taking on Lane Hendricks of Lancaster.
That's actually a final.
Okay.
A 2:10 for Jordan over Hendricks.
So nice win for Jordan Baumkamp. Thank you, David. And the other one, Sam Noble of North Crawford Seneca, is taking on Owen Kloss of Fenimore. Take a look at our area teams. We need to bring people up to date for the Riverdale Chieftains. They are benefiting from having 13 wrestlers in the lineup today. A total of seven of them are still going in the championship bracket. In the semifinals, along with Terry Sage, who lost moments ago, are Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, Sean Duffy, Chase McGuire, Riley Wanick, Caden Rennish, and Grant Matthews, all in the semifinals, one win away from the sectional next weekend. Well, we told you Jace had a 6-2 lead over the top seed Slater Valley at 113, David. And that evaporated in a hurry.
It did. Sally was able to turn him, and he got the pin in 350. But good match, but a tough one there for the sophomore from Iowa Grand Highland with the lead and just couldn't hold it.
We mentioned the Riverdale wrestlers in the semifinals. All the others are still going in the tournament except senior Caden Miller, who was bowed out earlier in the consolation bracket at 150. For Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, they came in with 8 wrestlers. 3 have been knocked from the tournament, Chance Johnson, Richard Bryant, and Wyatt Anderson. 2 are still going in the championship bracket. Both Drew Sander and Joe Wetter, a pair of sophomores, are in the semifinals. And the tourney continues in consolation for Tyler Miller, Cameron Hogan, and Harrison Davis. That's for the Boscobel, Wazika Steuben co-op. Let's check Ithaca Weston. 5 wrestlers for the co-op are in the semifinals. Ethan Stoll at 120 pounds. We'll have his match for you shortly. Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, Caleb Bertram, and Mac Neath all have their championships still going here at the Super Regional. They're all in the semifinals. Ithaca Weston has lost just one wrestler, and that was just moments ago, freshman Carrick Thompson at 106. For Kickapoo LaBarge, it's been a tough tournament for Coach Dustin Clements and the Predators. Only one victory today on the mat, and that was a pin from Bennett Coder, the sophomore at 285 pounds just before break. So Coder is still going in consolation along with the Clark brothers, Colton and Chris, Maverick McCauley, Benny Culver, and Dom Ferguson. Their tournament continues in consolation. 2 of the Predators have been knocked from the tournament, freshman Christian Hughes and Brenton Ewing. Do we have an Ethan Stoll sighting, David?
Not yet. It looks like this might be him right here, actually coming up on mat 2. Yeah, Ethan Stoll and Lakota Brewer. They're getting ready to head out on mat 2. I would also let you know there, Bill, Sam Noble of North Crawford Seneca, he was defeated by Owen Klaus of Fenimore by a pin in 256. So the Noble from North Crawford Seneca, the freshman, his season has come to an end.
North Crawford Seneca has lost one wrestler now. The others, along with Jared Brinsford, who has reached the finals, Thomas Frosty and Sawyer Swigum are both in the semifinals a bit later on, and Jacob Glidden, the freshman, still going in consolation at 144. David?
Yeah, it looks like I was just trying to get that one down there. Kickapoo Lafarge at 120. He was a winner in 19 seconds. That's Dom Thorgensen. So he had a quick pin there, but back to our feature mat here of Ethan Stoll. I got to flip my page, 120. Ethan Stoll, the sophomore of Ithaca Weston, and Lakota Brewer, the freshman from Riverdale. Midway through the first period, no score on the board here as both wrestlers are tied up in the center of the mat. Tied up elbow to elbow here, and Stoll is able to back away from that two-on-one tie of Brewer. Looking the edge of the mat, both wrestlers as they go out of bounds, and a warning against Stoll. He's backing off the mat. He's got to circle in when the guy attempts to take a shot there. Just under a minute still in the first period. This is a 120-pound semifinal match. So I mentioned earlier, a win here gets you to next weekend's tournament. If you lose this semifinal match, you got to win more. No, nice single leg attempt here. Got to crawl up. It looks like he should be getting. He crawled up the back. There's a two takedown. First points on the board go to Ethan Stoll of Ithaca West in the sophomore. And he's going to lose it here. He's just hanging on that elbow, hanging on for 15 seconds. Now he's got the knees back to the single leg. He's still in control. The official's got the green headband or armband in the air. Got to hang on here for just 2 seconds. And he's going to hang on, no change in control, so he'll hold that two-point lead there, 2-0 at the end of one. Ethan Stoll over Lakota Brewer of Riverdale.
In the other semifinal, David, a rematch from last week in the SWAL-SWC Conference Clash when freshman Mason Stullion of Mineral Point pinned the second seed, Cade Birchman of Fenimore, in the semifinals. Right now, Birchman has a 5-2 lead there in the second period there.
Starts the second period as Stoll is in the down position. Coffee grinder attempt there for Brewer as he works the right side of Stoll. Gives on that, goes back to a tight waist as Stoll is able to sit out, comes back to his base. Trying to get that hand control and work his way up. Fighting to get a hand control. Now he's sitting on his backside as Brewer's leaning up over the top there. Continues to work hard on the top, on the bottom and on the top as Brewer's trying to get a breakdown, but Stoll is doing a good job of keeping his base there. He flattens him out. Just like that, Stoll comes back up. Chin drop attempt there for Brewer. No near fall. Control still is for Brewer. Just over a minute to go in this second period. Now is the little Turk there trying to get some near fall is Brewer. He's going to get two. Just over a minute, 1 minute on the clock here to go in the second period. And he should tie it up here with the two. There, three exactly. So 3-2 lead now for Lakota Brewer over Ethan Stoll of Riverdale. Continues to work the top side. He rolls those wrists under looking for a half Nelson. Stoll gets his hands back out front. 35 seconds on the clock. Stoll trying to he does a roll. Got to come out on top. It looks like he's going to get the reversal. Trying to get near fall. He might get a couple here. He's got control, but he's got to keep his hip turned so he doesn't give up the reversal back, which he's going to give up the reversal back. So he's going to get two reversal, three near fall, and then two reversal back to Riverdale. 10 seconds on the clock. We'll have to make sure this score is all correct. Joe Poots doing a good job keeping it all in line there. So there's the end of the second. We've got to double-check this score here as points were going wild there. Looks like everybody's okay with the score. Sorry, Clary, Kyle Kelly, Jeff Campbell, or all looked at the board. So it shows 7-5, Soul of Ithaca Weston over Le Brewer of Riverdale.
Meanwhile, Blake Bingham of Ithaca Weston is also wrestling on the adjoining mat. He is down 5-0. This is the consolation round match at 126. Bingham trailing out of Mineral Point.
Soul gives up the 1-point penalty for stalling. Even though he's in the top position, Brewer was able to come to his feet and took a minute for Soul to get him back to the mat. So the official called him for stalling. That's the second one. 1-point penalty. So it makes it a 1-point decision now in favor of Soul. But he's got to pick it up here. He's hanging on that leg. And being careful with a minute on the clock here to give up another stalling point. But those guys are working hard out there. Soul's got a hold of the leg, and so does Brewer. Soul's just trying to break that, Brewer's trying to break that hand hold, but now Soul's able to come back through the leg. Now up to his feet. Now he's got to make a dump there. He can't stand there with it. That's how he lost the point just a minute ago. Jeff Campbell's looking for a stalling point. There's the point. There's 2 points. Soul's given up penalty points like he really shouldn't be, because now he's down 2 with 30 seconds on the clock. He gave up a 2 there for stalling. Looking at the clock, not wrestling hard. Now he's down by 2, 32 seconds. And because of that second stalling point, Riverdale gets a choice, and he's going to stay down. Coach Clary wants Soul to let him go, give up the 1. Now Soul's got to get after the takedown. He got the first takedown in the match. Got a good battle here at 120 pounds by Ithaca Weston and Riverdale.
And at 126, Blake Bingham has closed the gap and may have even tied the score. Near fall points, that might make it 5-5 as soon as they're awarded with about a minute to go in that match.
In our match here at 120, yep. Ethan Soul is going to be defeated by a score of 10-7, and he gave up 4 penalty points. So a good win for Lakota Brewer. He continued to wrestle aggressive in that match to get those points. And unfortunately for Ethan Soul, he'll drop down to the WrestleMax.
He'll wrestle for third place. And Lakota Brewer goes to the finals against Cade Birchman of Fenimore, who held on for an 8-5 win. And we'll have more for Mineral Point in a moment, as we have plenty to keep our eyes on as this tournament continues. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here. And it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
We're proud to bring high school tournament wrestling coverage to you right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Some quick updates here in the semifinal round. Matches being wrestled both in the championship and consolation round brackets. At 106 in the semifinals, Aiden Grunerfelder of Peck Argyle moves on, as does Jared Grinswood of North Crawford Seneca. Riverdale's Terry Sage will be in the third place match at 106. Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point with a consolation round win. His tournament continues. Meanwhile, Aiden Silvers of Isle Grande Highland and Tarek Thompson of Ithaca Weston had their tourney end in the consolation bracket semifinal. At 113, Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany, and Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle win the semifinals. They'll go for the championship. Dropping down to the third place match are both Elliot Kite of Mineral Point and Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland. Consolation bracket, a win for Jordan Bomkamp of Riverdale. His tourney continues. It ends, however, for Sam Noble, freshman from North Crawford Seneca, in the consolation bracket at 113. How are things going with Brody Meese over there, David?
Boy, he's enjoying a nice win here, or a nice lead, I should say, 10-3, right at the end of the second period. Complete control over the senior from Lancaster, Damon Kraft.
Kraft pulled an upset, if I'm not mistaken, earlier. He knocked off Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland, coming from a 7-0 deficit to win it, to move into the semifinals. And now he trails sophomore Brody Meese of Riverdale, 10-3. Let's check the 120-pound weight class. Wins for freshman Lakota Brewer of Riverdale and sophomore Cade Birchman of Fenimore in the semifinals. They move into the championship. Dropping down into the third-place match, Ethan Stoll of Ithaca Weston and Mason Scullion of Mineral Point. Quick pins in the consolation bracket for both Dom Thorgus and the kicker for the Farge. Needed just 19 seconds. His tourney continues, as does that of Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland. He had a 27-second pin. Any other updates for us, David?
Well, Hunter Moe of Ithaca Weston tonight out here from Riverdale. They're wrestling right now 2-0. Knight of Riverdale is leading. That's the only other local one. Brody Meese is still enjoying a 7-point lead here, 10-3, 1:35 to go in the third period. And we got Charleston and Finley on two non-local teams. Down on mat four is Emmett Collins and Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto. Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. That match is at 0-0. And the Fenimore wrestler gets pinned there at 126 pounds at 4 minutes and 34 seconds. Goes to the wrestler from Parkview,
Danny Finley. He's a senior, now 44-2 on the year. My understanding is this is just his second year of wrestling. Doing a nice job. Danny Finley of Parkview, Albany, and freshman Fulton Collison of Fenimore drops into the third place match, where he will wrestle the loser of this one here. That Brody Meese continues to dominate. The Riverdale sophomore 12-3 lead now with less than 45 seconds to go. Last we checked the team scores, Fenimore was on top, Iowa Grand Highland second, Riverdale third, Mineral Point fourth, and Ithaca Weston fifth. Any changes in that lineup, David?
Nope, exactly the same.
All right. And just a quick look before we send it away. Richland Center Super Regional hasn't been on the air for a while, but we want to tell you that for the Riverdale Chieftains, the championship hopes continue for Lakota Brewer, who has reached the finals. Brody Meese is 2 seconds away from joining him. Brody will wrestle for a regional championship. There are five other Chieftains that are in the semifinals: Sean Duffy, Chase McGuire, Riley Wanick, Caden Rennish, and Grant Matthews. The tournament continues in the consolation bracket for Jordan Bomkamp for Carson Knight, who has a 3-0 lead over Hunter Moe of Ithaca Weston right now. There's 45 seconds to go in that one. Brandon Meese, Talon Child, still going in the consolation bracket as well for Riverdale. How about Ithaca Weston? Well, what have we got for this squad? Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, Caleb Berkram, and Mac Neef are all in the semifinals. Ethan Stoll lost his semifinal match earlier. Here wrestled for third place. Still going in the consolation bracket are both Derek Franson and Logan Anderson. And we'll see if Hunter Moe's tournament continues. He's down to 23 seconds and trailing 3-0. For Boscobel, Wazika Steuben. Both Drew Sander and Joe Bwetter are in the semifinals. Cameron Hogan and Harrison Davis still hope for a sectional berth. The tournament has ended for the other four Boscobel, Wazika Steuben wrestlers. North Seneca has three wrestlers in the semifinals. One of those has advanced to the championship, Jaron Grimswood. Both Thomas Frosty and Sawyer Sligum are in the semifinals. For Kickapoola Fire Youth Initiative, nobody's still going in the championship bracket, but the tournament continues for six of their wrestlers: Don Ferguson, Colton Clark, Maverick McCauley, Benny Culver, Chris Clark, and Bennett Coder. We have a final there, David.
Yeah, Hunter Stevens, Iowa Highland, gets a 45-second pin as he defeats Drew Sander from Boscobel, Wazika Steuben.
So Drew Sander drops down to the third place match. The other Hunter I was interested in was Hunter Moe. Was that a 3-1 final?
That was a 3-0 final.
3-0 in favor of Carson Knight, who is really filling a lineup spot for Preston Rennish here in this tournament. But Knight with a couple of victories in consolation, and he needs a couple more if he's going to make it to the sectional next weekend. Iowa Grant Highland, Mineral Point continue to have outstanding tournaments as they are right now second place and fourth place in the team standings, with Riverdale in first, or excuse me, Fenimore in first, then Iowa Grand Highland, then Riverdale, Mineral Point fourth, Ithaca Weston fifth. We'll have more at the first opportunity, but we're going to send it away to Richland Center, where Phil and Henry are chopping at the bit to fill you in on what's happening with Richland Center, with River Valley and the rest of the Division II field at the Super Regional there. For David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information.
For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639. The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
We get toward the 1 o'clock hour. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center. WRCO.com. I'm still me, joined by Henry Bray at Richland Center High School, where we've had some struggles with track wrestling. We understand that Mineral Point did as well, but officials here at Richland Center made the best of it. They're manually putting in each match now. That was part of the reason why we had all the jump arounds earlier. We're not talking about the Wisconsin Badgers going into the fourth quarter. We're talking about the announcers and everybody involved trying to figure it out. The coaches, talked to some of the coaches in the coaching room, too. It was kind of confusing as to you'd hear somebody was on deck and they'd go up to wrestle. No, you're not up yet. So we've had that to deal with. We're into the wrestle back round. And at 144, jump right to the action. Eli Muckler of Richland Center is taking on Derek Tamke of Arcadia. Wrestle back round. This is a chance to get back to potentially the fourth place spot. So right now, a lot on the line here. And it's a 5-4 match going out of bounds. It looks like the lead belongs to Tamke of Arcadia. Muckler